Alright everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Josh, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hey Sandman, love the content. I'm autistic, have ADHD and OCD, and would like for you to talk about autism and how girls hate you when you have this condition. Hypergamy is a bitch. I'm even 6'4". Well Josh, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. On some level, women hate themselves for falling for you because of your height and probably good looks. And it takes them a while to uncover your autism. Perhaps they feel like you wasted their time because your man wrapper doesn't represent what's on the outside. It doesn't matter if a guy looks like Tom Cruise, women still won't date him if he's the Rain Man on the inside. They probably think to themselves, if other people know about his autism, they say, oh shit, now everyone knows that I've been talking to that Rain Man. That's a 1980s reference for all you guys that are younger than 35 or 40. Instead, they want a normal man they can drag to family social gatherings that won't rock the boat and will behave himself. You should have seen back in the day when I made an inappropriate sexist remark at a party, and other men started mimicking my behavior. The women all had horrified looks on their faces like men just crapped in their cornflakes, and it was all my fault. Imagine a woman taking an awkward guy that's jittery and autistic to a party with their family and friends, and he embarrasses her over and over again, making her feel self-conscious. A man on the autistic spectrum doesn't really read social cues easily and has to learn them from scratch. In one way, that means he's harder to manipulate by a woman because she doesn't know what he's thinking by looking at his non-existent body language. But on the other hand, he's easier to manipulate because he's more likely to be honest and trusting. Josh, the ADHD is a BS thing. Attention deficit means you're bored and you need to find something more challenging to do with your time. It's probably a way for the medical establishment to make boredom an illness and medicate you for it. You just need to run around in circles like a dog until you fall over because you have way too much energy. Obsessive compulsive disorder means that if you find something you're passionate about, you'll be able to outproduce almost everyone doing the exact same thing and rise to the top. But a lot of guys use their OCD to obsess over stupid stuff. People are trained to see ADHD and OCD and autistic spectrum disorders as weaknesses. Yes, they are socially, but when it comes to obsessing over something until you come up with a new idea, it's a great thing. Remember that Nikola Tesla, Howard Hughes, Martin Scorsese, and even Donald Trump have or had OCD. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Okay to Be Cliché. This website has Flintstone-inspired mugs as well as Manosphere merch like Alphas Lay and Beta Pays, or I Get Around where we see a Stone Age baby daddy going his own way. There are over a dozen designs to choose from, like this one with the female incel, with a forced chastity belt. If you're thinking of getting married, yabba dabba don't. But if you're thinking of getting one of these for your office desk to piss off Betty the office thought, then yabba dabba do. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the women wanting men to behave like perfect gentlemen while they behave like bitches clown world show. Women are in the middle of the intelligence bell curve, meaning that there aren't as many retarded women out there as there are men. But there aren't as many female geniuses when compared to men either. The vast majority of women don't tend to stray too far away from normal, because in the past if they were social outcasts, they wouldn't have been able to survive in nature, so they are afraid to stick out. If they are with a man that sticks out as abnormal, and they eventually leave him, then this tarnishes their social currency. A man with autism spectrum disorder might appear normal and have money and status, but if he can't blend into a cocktail party, it doesn't matter how big his cock is. Only the wealthier, good-looking men with such disorders seem to be tolerated by women. But even then, after a while, women realize that you're acting in a strange manner, and most of them cut you off. There are some that try and change you by giving you an ultimatum to either go to therapy or the relationship is over. I faced this sort of nonsense before. Ironically, the therapy was one of the major catalysts to get me out of that relationship. But those are the days before Tinder and when it was a lot harder to find a good man. Today I doubt it that a woman would be willing to stick around and let me stick it in her while she has so many options on her phone. Being on the autistic spectrum, a lot of the time you can't really be there for a woman when she wants to use you as an emotional tampon, because you don't understand her emotional state. She's looking for Captain Kirk to kiss her and make her feel better, and not emotionally unavailable Spock. You're no good to her if she can't push your buttons and gain the satisfaction of pissing you off with her verbal diarrhea and making yourself feel better. Sorry to say this, Josh, but your best bet is to date a woman that's quiet and pretends to like you, but has family and friends that she can be herself around while being quiet and reserved around you. This will give you some peace of mind so you aren't constantly getting OCD trying to figure out her intentions. She would, in a sense, be a female chameleon reflecting back your autism spectrum disorder back at you. She would have to be a very good actress. While it might have been reasonable to find someone like that 10 or 20 years ago, I think it's incredibly difficult today. Women are also disgusted by weakness in men. If you cry in front of a woman, it's going to show her weakness, and when I did that in the past because she did nice things for me that no one had done before, she was shocked and disgusted. As far as I'm concerned, women are the only ones allowed to be the weak ones, while you're required to remain strong for both of you. As a man, if you have a mental illness, then women's subconscious tends to pick up on it and probably begins looking for a replacement immediately. That's also probably why when a man gets injured or sick, we try to hide from women in the world, because our subconscious understands that if we show weakness, there's a good chance we will lose our rank in the hierarchy. Josh, maybe look at your situation as a blessing in disguise. The fact that women don't want you should free up your time for other pursuits. You also didn't give me very much to work with for this video request. Most women like to slot into a nice, safe, boring life, and anything that doesn't fit in with the so-called proper people way of doing things is a threat to what people think of her. It's the women that were covered in tattoos back in the 1990s and drove tacky Pepto-Bismol colored Cadillacs in Las Vegas that would be more likely to accept your OCD, because they themselves most likely have creative OCD on their own. There are autistic women out there that would probably understand that you're just like them. But the problem is that autistic women are really good at hiding their autism from the outside world, while me men don't have the same ability because it's exhausting to try and fit in with people when we're trying to consciously analyze their body language and nonverbal cues, while also having a conversation with them. For the longest time, I didn't have any friends while I was growing up. When I finally did get some around the age of 18 or 19, I would hang out with them, and after about an hour or two, I would be exhausted, because I was constantly trying to figure out what they were thinking and doing. The same goes for when I'm in a relationship. My OCD has always been about trying to figure out the women I'm dating, and my inability to know what they're thinking without overanalyzing them leads me to analysis paralysis, and eventually I get immense amounts of anxiety. Josh, I really wish I could give you some more insight, but I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here. So for the rest of this video, I want to read something that a guy named Heaton said that relates to your story, Josh. So here goes, and I quote, "Those of you that embrace totally going your own way will probably come across all kinds of shaming tactics in your journey. They are sly and slick in all attempt to rattle the center within you. If you've earned the veteran status, you're probably good at dusting those off like water off a duck's back. It doesn't even come close to touching you. But for my brethren who are struggling with shaming tactics from society, this is for you. Be that guy. That guy that's just so different, so weird, so strange, so off. Society will try and categorize you in some way or another. Embrace your ostracization. There's a certain liberty / freedom in meaning nothing to society. It's when you've stopped caring what society thinks of you that you're finally able to utterly go your own way. You will come to find that your interests contrast greatly to those of your former self, to those of society. It's almost like embracing the boy inside of you. I suspect that most MGTOWs are still self-conscious about being viewed as virgins or not being able to get laid. If it's not sex, maybe it's that you don't have many friends, or you aren't at every party scene turning up, or that you like solitude, reading, playing gear games, enjoying a collection of whatever the F, living a minimalist lifestyle, and so on. In my experience, what works is to buy into it. Basically, be that guy." Unquote. So Josh, stop worrying about what women think of you and embrace your own value system without the constant fear that women are going to hate you. Once again, let me share that quote from Fight Club that's so important. "Once you've lost everything, you're now free to do anything. So once you've lost female validation, you learn to live without it and go your own way. Also, while women are better at hiding their autism spectrum disorder, we men are not. If a woman can't accept you for who you are, then there's no reason to be with her. Trying to hide your different mental abilities will just be exhausting, and eventually the truth will come out, and odds are if you've been pretending and she finds out, she might see this as a lie and dump you for being dishonest. If you're dating and certain women don't like you, then go and find another woman to be with. Or again, you could just go your own way from relationships entirely and learn to live with yourself while being alone. If anyone out there is on the spectrum or has any other social disability, then the best thing you can do is find ways to interact with the world that don't reveal your weaknesses, or at the very least create a situation where your weaknesses are rarely visible. Work in careers that are mostly independent and don't rely on having to deal with too many people figuring out that you're not like the rest of them. For much of my adult life, I learned to keep my communication at a minimum with people that I had to work with in order to keep them from realizing that there wasn't something quite right about the way I interact with people. When I would do a job, I would normally avoid socializing And when there was dead silence, I would ask the client about extra things that I could do with my time, instead of making awkward small talk, which I wouldn't actually do very well. Instead of seeing me as a weirdo that didn't want to talk about sports ball and the hot woman standing next to the bar, they saw me as taking initiative, but I saw it as a way to hide in plain sight. Sometimes it's better to stay busy than to show people you're defective according to their standards of normalcy. In a relationship, of course, that's a lot tougher, so only see a woman a couple of times a week if you're going to be with one, so you give yourself some time to recharge from having your analytical energy all used up. I sometimes wonder if someone should create a dating app for people with various disorders. Then if you're a guy with autism, maybe there are women out there that are willing to share that part of themselves. Maybe something like that already exists and I'm just not up to speed on it yet. But the idea is to create a unique dating portal for unique people with their own style, where only the most eccentric people date one another. You're more likely to meet a mythical Nawalt in such a place. Like one girl I used to go to school with who drives a hearse and lives next to a cemetery. But then again, she doesn't have kids and pushes a black cat around in a black baby carriage. Well, at least she doesn't hate me. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Josh for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that most women won't let you smash them unless you pass their strange creep filter. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the autistic women that are pretending to be normal so they can go out on a date with Chataway. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.